This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 367. This is the final episode, but not the final episode. Gaming, tech, gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pantalicious.
And welcome to the final episode of our weekly podcast for 2013.
Oh my god! I was like, the end? We're done?
Yeah. No one told me. By the way, I decided that I was going to break up with you in podcast.
Oh my god!
Because calling you would have been too mainstream.
Oh my god! Well... Seriously. It's 13.
13, 14. I don't know. It's a number.
There's a place somewhere that you can learn what day it is.
It's like, it's a thing I might have. What?
Like, I think what? Siri knows what today is if I asked Siri.
I'm sure Siri would be like, it's Sunday, Panda. Why are you stupid? Smiley face. Because, you know, Siri can sometimes be, no, not really, a little facetious, a little tongue in the cheek. And Panda finally has Siri to talk to.
I know! We should talk a little bit about that. So obviously, for people who've celebrated, we've had Christmas.
Yeah.
This week.
It's been had for obviously those who celebrated. That sounds so condescending.
I mean, there are some people who don't.
I know, but you shouldn't have said obviously for those who celebrated. That's like really harsh, Panda.
Well, I mean, some people celebrate Kwanzaa.
I know, but you could have just said, like, for those who celebrate, not obviously for those who celebrate.
Well, obviously. So I'm
saying, you're people, a douche, is what I'm trying to say.
Anyway, so.
And you should be, like, so not douchey because you had a pretty good Christmas.
I know. I got books.
Yep.
And I got
so you can be literate.
And I got gift cards to places that I actually like.
Yeah. So you can, like, get stuff.
And I got a grown-up woman purse, because apparently my old school NES wallet is, you know, too young for me now.
You have been told you should maybe grow up a little bit.
And apparently the bag was my aunt's way of saying, yeah.
Which I disagree with, because I think if it's the right Nintendo wallet, that is very adult.
I know. But anyway, and I mean, so I got that, and I got an iPhone 5S.
Finally, it is happening to her. She got new tech. It's not old tech. It's not my old phone.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing about it, is that it wasn't Ninja's first, which is pretty nice. I mean, Ninja, you got some nice stuff for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
I got you your Disney Infinity toys.
I was gonna get you that. I was trying to think. I was like, what did I get? You already said gift cards. I mostly got gift cards. With the exception of my Disney Infinity toys, which I love Disney Infinity. I can't remember if I actually have talked about it on the show before. I probably should do my own damn homework and check that stuff out before I jump on.
I think you talked about it briefly.
I think I talked about it and said that we were going to do
a show about Disney Infinity. It never happened.
And then we bumped it. And then we were like, okay, no, seriously, next week it's going to be Infinity in this. And then we bumped it again. And then...
We totally pulled a Matt Damon.
And no, and then... So, I love Disney Infinity. I have been a huge, huge fan of the Disney animated films since I was young. I'm not real big on the Disney Channel TV programming itself, but I'm definitely a huge fan of the feature-length animated films. I'm also an avid Pixar fan, so the Disney Pixar stuff is kind of like a duh for me. So when I first heard about Disney Infinity, I was like, hey, you know, it basically seems like Skylanders to me, but with the Disney characters.
It is kind of Skylanders and, with Disney characters.
Well, frankly, it's Skylanders with Disney characters, and Skylanders was out first, and that didn't really appeal to me, I guess because... One, I'm not the key demographic, and two...
Because you old as fuck?
You know, no, not because I'm old as fuck.
Because you have no children?
You know what, Panda?
I love you, bro.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. So, I wasn't very interested in it. I never picked it up. I read a couple of things about it, but I was kind of like, meh. You know, it's cute. If I had kids or if I knew those characters, I might be interested in it. Whereas with Disney Infinity, because I already have an affinity.
I get what you did there.
For the Disney realm and characters, I was already attracted to the title. So, plus, for me, it adds in the whole collectibles thing because I like collectibles.
No, really?
I do. I like having things to display very nicely in curios and on mantles.
She likes her trophies.
It's the only somewhat girly thing about me. I did air quotes there, by the way, just in case.
Yeah, I could feel them from across the room.
Because anybody who has met me will definitely not describe me as girly.
I know.
In any way.
You're not.
I'm girly at times.
You're girly when I paint you all, girly.
Wait, I'm stereotypically girly
I mean, you
at
have
times.
A vagina.
I have a vagina at all times. This is true, Panda.
And I mean, you have boobies.
I do have tetas. You are also correct there. So, as clinically defined, I am definitely
like by
girly.
By the definition of woman, you are in fact woman.
I am definitely female, and I thank you for reaffirming that. What I was mostly talking about was the stereotypically girly thing of pink and bows and extremely effeminate. Like,
well,
that's
weird,
not
because as non-traditional girly as you are, you have your moments. Like, your Hello Kitty stuff is always very pink.
Were you not listening to me talk before? I was like, I have my moments where I'm girly.
Yeah, it's all Hello Kitty related.
It's not all.
And My Little Pony.
It's not all Hello Kitty and My Little Pony
but
related.
It's pretty damn close.
It's pretty damn close. But not all. Disney Infinity is also another place where I tend to be a little more stereotypically girly. So I had asked for Christmas for two things. Money or Disney Infinity stuff. That's what I wanted. What I told people to get me. If they asked, not a lot of them asked because I don't roll like that. And I'm happy to say that I got gift cards, which I equal to money. It's just money that I can spend at specific places. And from Panda, got specifically the one character that I really wanted, which was Vanellope von Schweetz, because I love Wreck-It Ralph. I don't have Ralph yet. That's going to happen. But I really, really, really wanted Vanellope von Schweetz. And I have her. So that was really cool about Christmas. The best Christmas gift was that our mom came home, which was awesome.
Yeah.
She was sick. And it was so awesome to have her home and have her home in time for Christmas. So that was the bestest gift, period. And
ever.
Awesome smiley face. That being said, lots of gift cards, new consoles, and all kinds of content floating around for the holiday for people to absorb, take in, purchase, get, play with, unwrap, and all that good hot mess stuff. So we thought we would dive into some of the things that we picked up and played during the holidays. Because, as you already know, we already have what next-gen consoles we're going to have for quite some time in the house, being my Xbox One and Nintendo Wii.
Wii U.
Maybe before, like, the summer.
Before April, maybe there'll be maybe after April.
More likely. We'll have a PS4 in. We'll just have to see how that goes, but until somebody wants to just give us one.
I mean, if you wanted to gift us something wonderful.
I mean, you could do that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we will accept it. I do have a birthday coming. So.
I ain't too proud to beg.
I'm not begging. I'm just saying if you want to float
my
way.
If you got it like that and you want to spread some post-Christmas cheer.
You could definitely
You
hit
can
us
post it to my North Pole
with a PS4.
Right here.
I'm just saying, we would. We would definitely Instagram the smiley faces.
I'd even have my boobs in the shot.
There would definitely be cleavage.
Cleavage
but,
in the shot.
Moving around along. Stuff we've been up to through the holidays, right before the holidays, things we were hoping were going to happen on the holidays. That's what today's podcast is about, folks. So hopefully you'll enjoy it. Have a lot of fun because we're going to do our damnedest to have a great time, even though I'm completely sober.
I know, this is the first time in a couple of months that you've been sober for the show.
No, the last show we did, wasn't drinking.
I don't know about that.
Pretty sure I wasn't drinking.
I think you might have been, but it was very little.
I think for 366, it was none.
Okay.
Because I haven't had Moscato in weeks.
Yep.
And
the Because we've learned what happens when you drink Moscato during the show.
And the Hypno's all gone, and I forgot to get Fireball, so.
Good. Good. So.
No, not good.
Yes,
but don't worry about it, because next week, I'll have Fireball.
She'll have it all back.
It's all
she'll be
coming back
in her beautiful glory.
It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me.
Wow.
Now.
Celine Dion, really?
I went there. Yes, I did.
You
this
went
is what
there.
Happens when I'm sober on a podcast.
All right, we have to get your booze back.
Thank you. I tried to tell you people, you didn't listen.
And we didn't listen.
Well, now you have learned. When I'm sober, the Celine pops out.
That sounds so inappropriate.
The alcohol keeps Celine
when I'm sober, Celine comes out.
And I beat my chest.
No. Get her a drink and get her
Somebody
one
Somebody get me a drink right now. So, Panda, because
yeah.
I typically monopolize the front end of shows.
Well, you're the oldest. It makes sense.
Yeah, I do that. I have a tendency to open my mouth first because me. I thought that maybe you might want to go first, although I'm happy to talk about what I want to talk about.
All right, I will gladly.
In the spirit of the season and giving.
I would gladly go first today.
Well, then fine.
Alrighty then.
Okay.
So, quick little blurb of an announcement for all of us Mac gamers out there, and I use that term kind of loosely because there aren't too many PC games that can be run on Macs because we're just
There's
that
more
awesome.
And more popping up each day.
More and more. And one in particular that I need to make known to people, they made the Stanley Parable available on the Mac on Steam. So,
what?
Yes, they finally did it, which I knew they were going to. I just didn't know when.
Well, that time is now.
However, I mean, if you go and you get it now, you're going to pay that 15 bucks, which isn't really horrible considering the game is that awesome. However, we all know that there's going to be a Steam sale soon.
Oh,
so
boy.
You might want to hold on to your dollars.
Ankles?
So you can...
Oh, wait. You said dollars. Never mind.
I said dollars. Why'd you say ankles?
Nothing. Please continue.
Anyway. But we know that, you know, the Steam sale's coming, so perhaps we could get it at a reduced price. I have talked about the Stanley Parable and how awesome I thought it was, so obviously I felt like this would be a great time for me to, once again, tell you guys to go and get that. Also, on the internet front, there is a new review series that I've been following that I feel like needs...
A review series?
All right, so you know how I like that
I'm
guy with the glasses?
I'm so confused.
You know, like that guy with the glasses.com?
Yes, I know about that
and
guy
And they
with
review,
glasses.
Like, you know, nostalgic movies or bad movies or werewolf movies.
Yeah, they're a review site, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now there's another reviewer that they've... I guess, brought onto their masses, and I'm like, let me see what this is all about. It's called Thug Notes.
It's called
Clitter.
What?
It's called Thug Notes. And it's
Thug
all classical
Notes.
Literature, analysis, and summary.
Wait, so is it like Cliff Notes, but thugged out?
Thugged out. And it's like...
Why am I only now hearing about this?
Because I've been holding it all week.
Why you no share with me? In spirit of
giving.
Because
I wanted to share it to
You're
everybody.
You're a meanie pants.
I'm not a meanie pants.
You could have shared with me first.
Anyway, so, yeah. Thug Notes, you need to check this shit out. Because this guy, like, I watched the review for Little Women. And I think I also watched it for The Crucible. Because he only does classic literature. So, like...
You almost don't speak English.
I often don't speak English, but...
You should really try to, though.
But anyway, so give that a listen. I can't imagine you guys not enjoying that. It is a trip and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a trip and a half?
It's a trip and a half.
How did you measure that exactly?
Because I watched the first one, and I was like, oh my god, my mind has been expanded in a ghetto sense. And then I was like...
How do you expand your mind in a ghetto?
You can if you read books. And
oh.
And after that first one, I was like, oh my god, my mind has been expanded. And then, like, for half an hour after that, I'm like, I'm still kind of thinking about it. So it was kind of like half. So it was like a trip. And then I was still kind of thinking about it, but only
so
for like...
So it was a mind trip and a half.
Yeah.
Not like a trip of miles and or kilometers.
Right, yes. Not a physical trip.
Well.
It's a fantastic voyage for your mind.
Come along.
Anyway.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah. See, this is what happens when I don't drink. I sing. So
we have to stop this.
You have to stop this. So only you can prevent ninja fires, Panda.
But I would definitely 100% check out Thug Notes.
Thug Notes. Shody. I don't know why I'm losing my voice again. I haven't really been talking that much, but evidently I
know.
Have.
You're going to lose it by the end of the show. I guarantee
it's going to be gone. Like, I can feel it.
But moving right along. So things
moving
that
right
I...
Moving right along. See?
Things that I have played over the, the
Christmas break. What you play?
I have not played too much, but...
What?
But the one thing I did
play... But you had the whole week off, though.
I read books.
What book you read?
I'm reading Catching Fire.
Oh, you're finally on Catching Fire.
I'm finally on Catching Fire because I was like, hey, for Christmas, KBD gave me 1, 2, and 3. And I'm like, well, I saw the movie. So
and
I start,
by 1, 2, and 3, you
I mean Hunger Games, Catching Fire, and Mockingjay.
Yeah.
So I opened up Hunger Games as I'm reading. I'm like, I've seen this. Oh, this is new. I know this. I said, okay, I'm done. And then I opened up Catching Fire, and I'm like, this is new. And I've been reading that right now. But anyway, I was like, I want to see what's going on my Xbox 360, because I haven't really touched it since the Xbox One's come out, because, you know, I don't feel like a cool kid anymore. But I finally opened it up, and the first thing I see was, ooh, Season 2, Episode 1 of The Walking Dead by Telltale is now available. And I was like, holy fuck, buy now. And I went and I
Panda's
bought it.
Like, I make no change in my thought patterns.
None. I'm an impulse buyer, which is why I'm so glad on my iPhone 5 that I did not use that hover for purchasing shit, because I'd be in so much fucking trouble. So I shut that shit off, because I know I'd be a mess. But anyway... I saw it, and I instantly bought it, and I turned it on, and it's loading up, and I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, we're gonna see Clementine again. Things are gonna get super real and super dark, and it's like, load previous file, and I'm like, yes, and it's like, you don't have one. And I'm like, what? Yes, I do.
Panda.
And I jumped back out, and I said, let me try this again, because it's been off for a while. It might forget I have one. Get back to the same thing. It's like, you don't have a file. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And it was actually Esh Mom who had to go and correct me. And she's like, you didn't play it on this console. You played it on the black one. Now, mind you, my Xbox 360 has a decal on it. My PS3 yes. does not. So I was like, oh.
Esh Mom to the rescue.
Yeah. So that save file that I know I have, I most certainly do.
Oh, yeah.
It's on my PS3.
It's just on the other box.
Yeah.
That
so,
you didn't buy that for.
So, yeah. So I have to go and correct that.
Right.
And get it so that I can use it, because you can upload from your previous, from the first chapter, from the first season of the game, and your decisions from that game can and will influence what happens in season 2.
Right.
But just for the sake of, you know, this podcast, I played it on the Xbox 360 so that I could briefly touch about it on the show, and then I'm going to go and get
so
it for the
PS3.
So
you played it so you could molest it on the show?
Yeah, so I could, yeah. So okay. I can molest it on the show.
I just wanted to make sure
and
that I was clear.
I will play it and actually do like a decent review of it on my PS3 when I finally get from my PS3.
I see.
As I've stated before, I like zombies. I like
who
the walk.
Don't like zombies?
There's a lot of people who think zombies are old hat.
I don't think that zombies are old hat. I kind of am done with vampires for a little bit.
So.
And werewolves, but, you know, I think that most people think that zombies are old hat because, like, they're everywhere now.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, you had Zombie Ass, which popped up on Netflix, and I think Hulu, too. I don't know, place, which is just so off the wall.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I can't.
Yeah.
But.
Try it.
I can't.
No, Panda, try it.
I can't.
You have to try it.
I can't.
You be the queen
of
the zombies. Like, you have to. And then everything with The Walking Dead, not just the series, but the television series, plus the Telltale video game series. I think people kind of feel like, all right, I get it. There's zombies everywhere.
Zombies
and Warm
everywhere.
Bodies just made it onto the HBO.
Warm Bodies is a horrible piece of shit.
Oh, fuck you. I like Warm Bodies.
I don't.
Okay?
I don't. I watched it and I said, oh my god, it's Romeo and Juliet, but with zombies and humans.
Yes! There's nothing wrong with Shakespeare, bitch.
I'm not upset about the Shakespeare
part.
Well,
then why? You're upset with Shakespeare and zombies?
I have a problem with Okay, all right. We're gonna take a detour.
What? Are you pissed that they go from being zombies back to humans?
Yes, because they're not supposed to be able to do that. They are dead.
They're new zombies, mofo.
No.
They weren't fully dead. Because, Amanda, here's what you have to understand about those zombies.
No.
They became zombies. Only in that sense, because they got sick and got a virus. It wasn't that they were dead.
Sorry. Nope.
They weren't dead.
They don't they're not classified as zombies if they're able to revert back. If they are not
dead. That's why I said
if they are not dead, cuz this would be the undead.
That's why the movie was called Warm Bodies, because they
didn't
become,
quote-unquote, zombies if their bodies are warm.
Zombies.
They're not zombies.
I'm using air quotes.
Not zombies.
Because they died. It was a viral infection.
Not zombies.
That stopped their hearts and made them act like zombies.
Anyway,
but they were able
I
to
have
revert.
My issues with that movie.
Well, that's because
as much as I like the Hottie McHottie two hands who played R, but I could.
It's because you're an elitist.
I could
and
not.
You should.
I'm a zombieist. I'm a zombieist purist.
No,
that's what I am.
You're an elitist, and
that's fine.
That should be addressed.
Anyway, getting back to The Walking Dead, who does pretty much everything right. In this episode, All That Remains, we are once again watching a story unfold with the child character from season one, Clementine, who is now a little bit older, can and has managed to survive after the passing of our dear, dear friend Lee Everett. Spoilers for those who haven't played the first season.
My bad, said Panda.
I figured at this point, if you're excited for season two, you've played season one.
Yeah, you shouldn't assume that.
I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway.
And you did, so.
But anyway, at the end of season one, he had been bitten. He had been struggling with it. He cut off, you can choose to cut off your, arm. you can choose to slowly die off and become one of these things. And at the same time, as Clementine at the end, you can either choose to kill him before he can turn completely or leave him to turn. So I feel like that is something that's going to play up in season two, depending on what your choice was. Obviously, in my choice, as horrible as it was, I capped him before he could turn. So there should be no way that a zombie Lee Everett should appear in my game moving forward, unless Telltale has a loophole somewhere, which I kind of hope they don't do.
They might have a loophole. You don't know.
They could, but I kind of hope they don't, because it would once again conflict with my purest zombieist ideals. Moving right along. So like I said, she's older now. She knows how to survive, and she's been doing it quite well. There's this air of distrust that she has manifested when it comes to adults now. Like, she just can't fully entrust herself to, any new group that she may find or does come across. They're all kind of blank slates, the characters right now, because they really want your focus to be on, the exposition of how Clementine has managed to, survive all this time and has kind of gone from this innocent girl in a really horrible circumstance into a not necessarily polished, survivor, but we are seeing that transition. So think about Lara Croft from the reboot and how she was at the beginning of her game.
Right.
And her slowly becoming more and more independent and more, what's the word I'm looking for? Self-sufficient.
Okay. Self-reliant?
Yes. And we're seeing that with Clementine. And the really great thing about it is because, even though she's becoming more and more polished in this world that's gone to utter hell, there are still a lot of limitations for her, being that she's still a very little girl. Like, there are still things that will present more of a struggle for her than an adult would. And I feel like this is a great way of honing in just how horrible this post, zombie infestation, apocalyptic lifestyle really is for young people, which is why you don't see a lot of shows that will show children and teens and all that in the world, because it's just kind of hard to convey with any genuinity or, what's the word I'm looking for? Honesty? I feel like a lot of people...
Authenticity?
Yes, that's the word.
Panda, are you struggling with the English language again?
I am today.
But they're doing a really good job with Clementine as a character. And it's, you know, if you didn't know she was a female and you just heard about this character's development, you would think, wow, this person has gone through so much and they're so strong. And you don't feel that there's a, you know, there's anything to detract from it just because she happens to be a girl. Like, this had been a small boy, the severity of everything would be just as
heart-wrenching.
Yeah. Yeah, to witness.
Am I just going to be finishing all of your
You
sentences?
Might be. It really, I, maybe.
Okay.
But anyway, so like I said, right now, in the first episode, we are not seeing a lot of our choices from the first season implemented. Like, there isn't much of a change. Like, they're not throwing it right into your face yet. And I feel like that's just Telltale's way of saying, hold on, you'll see. You'll see. Yeah, hold on. It's totally going to be worth it. We promise. And I mean, and I've never known Telltale to not deliver when it comes to a great story and great pacing. Though, All That Remains is a little slow at the start. It takes a little bit for it to get a little warmed up, for it to, like, you know, get its full motion, range of motion going.
Right.
It's got the same QTEs that we've seen from the first season. So, you know, just to say what we like to preach over and over again, if you liked season one, you're going to like season two. Like, it's more season one, but different story and different group and different hard choices, which are even more difficult this time around than they were then. If you thought season one had some tough choices, there's a lot more, and I actually do not want to spoil them, because
I'm trying so hard to not spoil
them. No, I'm really not, because there are two instances in this first episode that literally, when I got it, I had to pause, because, you know, you only have a certain amount of time to make your choice, and I had to pause and go, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, okay, 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 don't panic, don't panic, don't panic, what are we doing, what are we doing? And literally, that's what I did, and Eshmom's like, just hit X or something. And I'm like, I'm not picking X. But that's all I have to say about that. Animation style is still very reminiscent of its ancestor. So if you liked that style, which, you know, I do, and it's also a style that we've seen in Wolf Among Us, which I kind of hope that they release the second fucking episode of that game. They're totally pulling my balls here. On that,
they're pulling your balls.
They're pulling my balls on The Wolf Among Us, because as hyped up as I was to see The Walking Dead, I would have been just as hyped if they had released episode 2 of The Wolf Among Us.
Yeah, so let's talk about that for a second, because let me be honest with you. As soon as I heard that Telltale was dropping something for Christmas, I thought, oh, thank goodness, I'm going to have another Wolf Among Us, because I almost bit my nails off to the quick. Waiting for the second chapter of Wolf Among Us. That's how much I enjoyed it. And so when they were like, well, Walking Dead, I was like, damn it!
Yeah. I was a little upset too. And then, I mean, not to mention over at the...
And like, no word at all
about
Wolf Among Us.
I mean, and then at the VGX, they're all like, we're announcing that we're doing Game of Thrones!
And I was like, no!
And I was like, no. I was happy to hear that they were gonna, because I think... The way that they're playing.
I don't give a damn about Game of Thrones.
Wow, dude. Wow.
A damn.
I'm gonna watch it. I just gotta get committed.
Don't give a damn about a game made about it.
Well, it's gonna be all the little sub-stores.
Give a damn.
All right, I get it. You don't.
I want Wolf Among Us.
Okay. So I was hoping among hopes. I was wishing against wishes.
That I would give a damn. But I don't.
No. That we were going to see the second episode of Wolf Among Us. And that's not the case. But I am still happy about what we did get. You know, I'm not, you know, going to be a baby about it like somebody else on the show.
What? Who is a baby?
Someone who doesn't give a damn.
I don't give a damn. But I'm not a baby because I don't give a damn.
I didn't get what I wanted. Boo, I hate Game of Thrones. I shit myself.
Hold on. Let me correct a couple things there. I didn't say I hate Game of Thrones. I watch it. I enjoy it immensely. I didn't shit myself. I haven't shit myself since I was a baby.
Maybe.
But, fuck you. But what I am saying is,
It's already been a ridiculously thick set of books. It's been turned into an HBO series that's pretty freaking boss. I don't need to experience the side stories that HBO didn't put into the TV series, but that it already exists in the book now in a video game form.
Okay. I'm not going to fight with you.
It's just not something that I need. Now, Wolf Among Us.
Do you need Wolf Among Us?
I do. I wish that Wolf Among Us was turned into a TV show and not what happened with Fables.
For one, they can't do Wolf Among Us as a series because it would be Fables, which we know NBC and ABC bitched about over back in 2007.
And broke. And that's what I'm saying is I don't want Once Upon a Time and I don't want... What's Grimm. The name called? Thank you. Grimm. I don't even watch it. What I wanted was Fables, and I didn't get it. So stop fucking around.
So you didn't want Once Upon a Time, and you didn't want Grimm, and you don't want Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, because that's just bullshit
I wanted Fables.
And you're not going to ever get it. Never going to get it.
So the only way I could get it is Wolf Among Us. So that's why,
And even Wolf Among Us isn't going by the traditional story
of Fables. No kidding. This is what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, I don't give a damn telltale about... anything else
other than what you're doing with this great series. And I feel like they're doing so much more with their source material than Once Upon a Time and Grimm.
I concur, Pandalicious.
We agree.
That's why I give a damn about that. Well, do I give a damn about what's going to happen with the Game of Thrones things? No. Is it going to be great? Yes. Why? Because Telltale does amazing work. I don't even like The Walking Dead.
Though it might be a little buggy.
Hold up. I don't even like The Walking Dead, but I enjoyed... I don't watch the series.
You enjoyed watching me play the
fuck
out of it.
But I enjoyed watching you play the fuck out of Telltale's game about it. That I found interesting. So I know it's going to be interesting, whatever they do with the Game of Thrones thing. So I'm not saying that, I'm shitting on it. What I'm saying is, that's not the one I give a damn about.
All right. Okay.
I'm not a baby. Fuck you.
All right. Shut up now. Okay, good.
Maybe.
So The Walking Dead is available on your Xbox 360, on your PS3, it's on the console, and I think it's also available for the Mac, which is nice.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, Telltale, for being that considerate to those of us who live in the Mac world. So I would highly recommend it only because you know how much I love it. I would also suggest that you might want to, play the first season. I know the first episode of season one is also available for the iOS.
Oh, yeah.
So you can play it on your iPad or your iPad mini or your phone or
pretty much all the places.
The tablet, I guess, those Galaxy tablet thingies, whatever.
Droid tablet.
Maybe a Kindle? No, I don't know. I don't know much about Kindles. But
most people don't. Most people don't.
But that's what I have been
Panda.
Engrossed in lately. So I'm going to pass the mic because you've been so considerate to let me vent when I was going to vent. So what have you been playing this holiday
I wouldn't necessarily
season?
Say that I was considerate, but you're
You were far more
that.
Considerate than you normally are.
You know what? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So
I've been engrossed in a couple of things. First, I was on a mission... to get our gift guide done, and then it got derailed, and that was totally my bad, but...
It was really pretty from what I saw, guys.
Yeah.
So.
Now, that being said, it's still gonna be done. It's just gonna be a post gift guide.
It's just gonna
it's
be a gift guide, not a holiday
just for
gift
the holidays.
Guide. Just a gift guide of things you might want to buy people for their birthdays,
or
bar mitzvahs,
other times
or election
year,
time.
Which will work out perfectly.
Or Arbor Day. That's
behind the holidays when you've gotten... gifts and gift cards
have
and
you
money.
Fucked up with and the gamer in your life? Buy them one of these presents. It
here,
will help.
So that will happen. After I accepted defeat on that, kind of retooled, had to pick myself up, became engrossed in trying to desperately get a Steam box because Valve released 300 Steam boxes to qualified Steam users, 300 of them.
You don't have
to be
Steam.
Beta testers. Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay, never mind.
You don't know about me.
Correction.
You know how I live.
I'm sorry.
I have Steam.
I'm sorry.
I've got
Steam.
Really?
Yeah, well,
you were reaching for that. You were like, can I get it?
I was like, yeah, I can.
Do I have the grip?
Yeah, I has it. But I haven't used my Steam account a lot just because there aren't a tremendous amount of things that I can.
I play LaToro, Lord of the Rings Online.
Yeah.
Because it's free.
Right. Great for
and
you.
And Portal.
See, yeah, I didn't play
Portal. I played Portal 1 when it became available for Mac users on Steam. That was the only thing I had until LaToro. And then after that, I'm probably now going to get the Stanley Parable. That'll be the next one I get on my Steam account. Lady Say, add me.
What?
That's my name there, Lady Say. S-A-S-A-E.
Oh. See, that's why I can't find you. No. Because you got all these undercover names.
Fuck yeah.
Because you don't want to play with me.
No.
Yes. You don't want to play with me. I completely understand.
No, that is not why I did that.
Yep. It's cool. Whatever. So, after trying desperately to
get a Steam box,
get on that list, just because I really wanted to see what possibilities could be there. I think that it's very inventive, and I also think that it's brave of Valve to be turning Steam into its own entertainment box. You know, it kind of, in a way, makes me feel like we're back in the heyday with this possible fourth console out there. Because I remember the days
where... I remember when Yuya was like the big, oh my god, this could be revolutionary.
Yeah, nope,
and then...
nope, not so much. You know, I mean, here's the thing. Linux is a very powerful operating system. And when you bundle it with good hardware, it's a fantastically solid and fast machine. But you have to bundle it with good top-of-the-line hardware, which makes it then cost more. And so in that form factor, you can put some really good tech in there, but not great tech. And if you've already built out a custom badass PC, the Ouya isn't going to compare to that.
Right.
So if you've built out a machine to run Warhammer at peak, or anything from
peak.
Crytek at peak,
peak.
Then the Ouya is going to pale in comparison. You know, not to knock it or anything. It's not a bad box for what it is, but it's not the destroyer of worlds, which a lot of people were hyping it to be. You know, if you can get a cheap box that'll play games that'll look just as good as, you know, a good box, well then, screw these consoles. But like anything, and like we've said before, your content is king. So if the majority of pieces of content that you're playing are all things that are available in an app store, whether that's Android or iOS, then that's not necessarily going to be killer. Because if you're getting those games and those apps through an app store, then you're more apt to play them. I know, bad puns. See, this is what I have to think about. You're more apt to play them on a mobile tablet, which the Ouya is not mobile. It's a console. It's got to be plugged into a TV. You know, so for the things that it was meant to kind of deliver and do, it wasn't able to dominate one side or the other, so it didn't.
You're
and
right.
That's fine. But I think that the Steam box is different. You know, it's kind of being designed more in line with like being a console to be connected to a TV, to be part of a hub. And so that's why I think it may have more success, and that it's backed by Valve's very successful store, which, remember, when Valve first came out and said, we're going to have a game store, everybody laughed at them like, oh my god, you guys
you're so funny.
Seriously,
Valve.
They're like, you guys have lost your minds. You're not going to be able to.
You're fucking crazy, Valve.
How are on earth are you going to combat, you know, the sales that you're going to lose from, you know, big box brick and mortar retailers, and who's going to come to you for this content? They're like, no, don't worry. We got this. It's going to be cool. We figured it out. It's going to be amazing. And they were almost laughed out of the industry.
go make Left 4 Dead.
And now there are memes of how unproductive people become and broke when the Steam sales go down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there are memes about that.
Oh my god, it's Steam season again. No, Daddy, not the belt!
Exactly.
I've seen that.
You know, yeah. The brace yourselves. The Steam sale is about to happen.
The Steam sale is coming.
You know, that's huge. So, first of all, congratulations to Valve for proving everybody wrong. Yeah. And I think that they're kind of, to me, almost like the Robin Hood of video games right now.
They you rob know, from the rich and give to the poor.
Well, ish. Kind of. They're on the outside really looking in, right? They've just slowly been on the back burner, not on anybody's radar, but created an app store, if you will, to get games and have allowed people to pay them for the privilege. Okay, that's brilliant. They've been a real solid kickstarting space for indie games. Okay, the Green Light Project over there really does help bring a lot of games out and distributed that normally would not have. So they're creating a solid relationship with the indie community, both developers and gamers alike. That's a brilliant move right now because independent gaming, I think, is really going to be the leading of the kind of constant game wave that I think is about to happen just because of the prevalence of how many people are gaming mobily these days. You know, casual gaming's beyond the handheld gaming system
now. I feel like casual has become more habitual.
It really has. I mean, think about it. How many times do you travel taking a train, taking a plane, taking a bus?
I don't take buses. But trains... And then sometimes I get on
snotty ass suburbanite. Anyway,
and when I'm being driven in somebody else's car, I'll whip out a game or four. I play dots like a biatch.
But think about it: you wouldn't buy a console to play dots, right?
Nah.
But you play dots.
Yeah, on my iPad Mini that you gave me,
and you play dots a lot.
I'm a boss.
This is what I'm saying. That's now become casual gaming, and that's because of the prevalence of tablets, both iOS and Android tablets. Okay, if Dots was a game that was just available on the 3DS, it wouldn't be as popular.
Oh,
as
I would still play it though.
I know you would still play it, but it wouldn't be as popular. It wouldn't have the fan base. You know, the Tamagotchi type game that I play, Hatch. If Hatch was a PS Vita game, I never would have touched it because I'm not gonna buy a PS Vita.
Though, I did notice that the Vita sales went up when the Xbox, the PS4 launched. Their sales went up, like...
Yeah, because 16%. You can do the off-screen play. And so there are people who went, okay, well, maybe that's a good enough reason for me to get one. And there was a little bit of a price drop. That's a killer enough
app for me to pony up money for that thing.
Yeah, and to those people, I'm like, nani?
Nani could that?
Because it don't make no sense.
It doesn't make sense to me.
It don't make no sense.
But not too many things do.
No dollars, no cents. But I think that if Valve is able to work out kinks with the Steam Box, you're talking about now being able to, in your living room, if you're not a big gamer already, let's as far as consoles go, now have the equivalent of your PC that you built to game with access to Steam and the library of content on Steam in your living room.
Oh boy.
With those games. So I think that it becomes, frankly, a little bit more attractive as a casual game box for the household.
It's got a nice figure.
Than the Wii U, to be honest. And there's a lot of people that are going to give me haterade for this. But I think with just the amount of casual games and less of the stigma of being full of known content, known platforms, known franchises, but having a mixture of indie games that are discoverable easily, I think that that box has a lot more appeal than people give it credit for.
I think you're right.
And I'm very excited to see when this happens, which is why I was desperately trying to get Valve to send me one. But Valve did not send me one.
Oh, don't be sad.
That's okay. I'll get over it.
You're a big girl.
What do you mean?
I know. I'm just kidding. You're a big girl.
Why are you being such a douche?
Because it's still 2013.
So is your New Year's resolution to be less of a douche?
Yes. actually.
So you're like ramping up your douchosity up until
I'm douching it full force. Summer's Eve to the max.
Massengill's better.
I know it is.
Don't go cheap. go value.
It's quality over not quantity.
Wow.
That's not. Yep. That's where Esh went.
I knew when it started coming out of my mouth that it was wrong.
It's like, no. Oh, there it is.
But I couldn't stop it because I didn't have the alcohol.
Did it come in like a wrecking ball?
It did come in like a wrecking ball. But hopefully it won't go out like one.
Right.
Other than my obsession with the Steam Box, the other thing that I've been doing was on my Xbox 360, and yes, everyone, I do have an Xbox One, and no, I have not played it in the last 4 days with Christmas because I didn't get any gift cards for buying games.
So maybe somebody thought that you played too many video games.
Or not as many people gave me gifts as last year.
Yeah, that happened a lot this year, too, in the Ash House.
So there was that. And so since I didn't get any new games because I already beat Rise, and I refuse to play Assassins because I wasn't able to bring my save over from my Xbox 360.
You're like, no!
I'm not doing all of that again.
All that 17%?
No, at the time, I was 32% in.
All right.
And I claim, like, 3 or 4 forts.
Okay.
And those are a bitch to capture. Especially because there's one where a fucking typhoon breaks out while you're trying to...
A typhoon?
Yeah, so you're, like, trying to dodge the freaking spirals of tornadoes on the water plus fire on the fort. I was like, no. I've caught way too many whales and way too many sharks and taken out too many boats.
I'm not all over again.
Doing this shit again. Damn it. So I fired back up my Xbox 360, and as I was going through all of the games that I haven't finished yet, like Assassin's Black Flag, which I'm going to make happen, Call of Duty Ghosts, Grand Theft Auto 5, Far Cry 3...
Oh, you got a backlog, dude.
I have a serious backlog. Then you add in DLC. And so I was like, you know what? Stop. I need fun. I need a happy. What do I got? And I was like, hey, Ninja, there's a shit ton of DLC for Saints Row 4 that popped out. You should probably check that shit out. And I was like, yeah, I should. So I picked up both Enter the Dominatrix and How the Saints Save Christmas. And started with How the Saints Save Christmas in Saints Row 4. Now, what I'm going to preface this with is, if you enjoyed Saints Row 4, you will absolutely enjoy any and all DLC they come out with. Because it's Volition and Deep Silver, they're not going to let you down. How the Saints Save Christmas does not let you down. I've been laughing my balls off the
literally so much
time.
That her balls are gone.
Like, I have no balls. I'm a female. No balls. Laughing them off so much. So as an example, basically you are trolling around in your ship.
Because, you know, humanity is down to you last like 8.
Right. And depending upon whether or not you finish the game, you're either trolling around up with everybody or trolling around
with
not
less
so
than
much.
That.
With everybody. Because you can buy the DLC at any point, whether you finish the regular story in the game or not. So you can, like,
you can do this without having everybody.
And without having all of your powers. Or...
Oh, fuck that.
Or... Because there's some people who maybe got
like
this
Kendrick
as a gift.
Like Kendrick says, fuck that.
I love Kendrick.
8 doobies to the face.
That's a lot of doobies. But... Some people may have got the game for Christmas, Panda, so they may not have all the superpowers
yet.
Oh,
man. You guys are in for a treat.
But I have finished the story campaign, so I have all my weapons and all my powers. And I gotta tell you, it's been a lot of fun running through the game. I hadn't played it in a while, so it took me a little bit to get comfortable again.
Back in the Saints groove?
Yeah, it did. But once I was in the groove, it was like, oh, I never left.
So, as an example, there's a mission where you have to destroy these mecha reindeer that have been created by Claus, a warped version of Santa that's been created because Zinniak has been basically torturing Santa for months, possibly even years, before the rest of humanity was kidnapped by the Zin. Zinniak, a bad, bad dude. So you learn that Santa is actually still alive, and he's a skinny dude because there's no Christmas spirit in his simulation, and that's where Santa gets his fat from.
Oh my God! It's from the cheer and the cheer and the joy it's of people.
Yep, holiday cheer. So because there's no holiday cheer, he's skinny, a skinny as shit. Yeah. So you have to fight your way through at the North Pole to his workshop to get to Mrs. Claus, who's a boss, by the way. And at one point, they're like, hey, you either need to go to the stables or you need to make your way into this building, but the building's locked, and so you gotta lick through these candy canes to get to the door. So I start hitting the button, and I'm looking at the gauge, because you know how there are gauges as to how long you have to hold something as it's filling up? And I realize it's not filling up like a normal gauge, and so it's popping a bunch of messages. And after I grew it for like a quarter of the way, which took probably 3 minutes, I was like, wow, we never thought anybody would go this far in it. You're persistent. What do you have against candy canes? Like, as you keep licking it, which makes the most weird lick suck sound. And of course, my character is a woman, so.
Right.
It's a sloppy, licky, slippy sound.
I get it.
Yeah, that inappropriate sound.
Yeah, brought to you and by so there's me. a panel flash that comes through and is like, or maybe you just like the sound. And then another flash comes through and is like, sicko. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to make this happen now. So I'm just mashing this button and making the sound. And then it's like, no, seriously, don't you have other things to do? Like, Claus is probably going to rip the city apart if you don't, you know, maybe go to the stables or. And then eventually it comes through and it made me think of you, Panda. I was like, wow, you really want this reward, don't you? And I was like, yeah, I want the achievement. I'm like, I'm going to suck through this fucking candy cane. I'm going to make it happen. And they're talking smack to me the whole time. And then right as it gets up to the end, it throws out a long one. It's like, and it stays there until you fill and the candy canes disappear. And then you hear your character go, oh, but the door's locked. So he still has to go to the stables anyway.
What an asshole.
And then I got a.
I love it.
And I got an achievement. It was like, if you can't lick them.
Join them.
Yeah, if you can't beat them, lick them, or something like that.
If you can't beat them, lick them. If you can't lick them, join them.
I was like, yeah.
If you can't lick them, beat them. And if you can't beat them,
lick them? I don't know. So I did get the achievement, then my game froze, and I was like, no! I better still have that achievement, but I checked and I did. So,
what a doobie doobie
douche. I did not want to go through that again.
I definitely understand why.
But it's real funny because there are pieces where Claus, in his infinite wisdom, takes over people in the simulation and turns them into gingerbread men with laser guns. So you have all your guns available, although you can use the Xmas BB gun, which basically pops like a toy gun out. And there's even a reference to one of my favorite holiday movies, A Christmas Carol, in there.
Are there leg lamps?
There aren't leg lamps, but when you're using the BB gun, you eventually get to a point where it's like be careful, you'll put your eye out. And you're just like, nuh-uh. And so you've got the Red Ranger and you're popping things. And then all of a sudden it pops back and half of the screen goes blank.
like your eye. Your eye out.
Yeah. And it took me a second to get used to it because I'm like, what just happened? And then you hear your character go, seriously, did it just put my eye out?
I love it.
And I was like, that.
Deep Silver and Volition, you guys are the man.
That is the stuff. So, you know, as DLC goes, it's pretty dense as far as, you know, time. I mean, there's only so much you can do to save Christmas. But the fact that you can use power-ups and weapons that you've built and abilities throughout the DLC definitely make it enjoyable as far as how you're going to take out these gingerbread men or murder bots, which have been turned into giant angry nutcracker men.
Nutcracker men.
Yeah, you know, the nutcrackers, the
Yes, soldiers. I saw you take out a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah, and they're not happy. They're very angry. They like to throw things at you and make you hurt pain. And so I blow them up.
They make you hurt pain?
They make you hurt pain. So I blow
them. Is that a pain hurt?
So I fill them with my hot bullets of dubstep.
Whoa, okay. Dubstep. I thought you were going somewhere else with that for a second. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know why you would think that.
Because it's something I would do.
Well, I'm not you.
I know, and that's sad.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it
is. The world couldn't handle two of you, so it's actually a good thing.
Yeah, I know. The world would be like, we're fucked.
It would actually implode.
Yep, you're right.
Especially if the two of you are on, like, opposite poles or
Thank
hemispheres.
Thank God I wasn't
The
a
gravity
twin.
Between you would make the earth implode upon
Oh my
four.
God, we'd be spinning all the time, like,
you would create a black hole in the universe if there were multiples of you.
I hope they'd never clone me.
You're supposed to say, why gotta be a black hole? See, you're not
No,
on today,
because the black hole doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Oh, burn. Well, I don't
Science!
Know. I'm sorry, I don't know. I wouldn't go against the black hole because they're real. There aren't anything called like red holes or green holes or white holes.
They could. There could be. We just might not be able to perceive them.
Maybe. Okay, you're right. Why gotta be black then? Why gotta be a black hole?
It's too late.
Why can't it be a mocha hole? Mm. Oh, that sounds dirty.
Don't, because that, yeah.
Correction.
I'm pretty, Woo! I'm fairly certain.
Things just got caliente up in this
that,
bitch.
That is pornography.
Sorry, guys.
Pretty certain. But I have to say that I've definitely enjoyed the DLC. I plan on starting Enter the Dominatrix soon. I have picked up a couple of the costume packs. My favorite, I think, is a toss-up between the Get Aisha pack and the Superheroes pack. I like the Superheroes pack simply because it allows me to put my avatar in the game into very, very tight latex. The Braless Wonder is one of my favorite ones because I've built a female character. So, you know, if you have the tetas that bouncy, they bouncy, and then they bouncy, and then they bouncy, and then they bouncy, because that's what they do. Those tetas, they go bounce to the bounce, with the ounce to the ounce to ounce to ounce.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Do you beat people up with your boobies?
No.
Oh my god, that would have been a great idea.
But you do get some extra weapons through going through the DLC packs. So, one of the weapons that I picked up was the North Pole. And it's funny because at one point, when you're talking with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, you're like, so that's the North Pole. It's a weapon? And Mrs. Claus is like, oh dear, no. The North Pole is whatever you need it to be. And tries to, like, assuage it and put it off, and then Santa's like, yeah, it's a weapon. And it's a big-ass bat. Mrs. Claus eventually takes it, and so you are basically fighting off waves of gingerbread men and nutcracker dudes with Mr. and Mrs. Claus, who are using guns in the North Pole to beat the ever-loving
crap out of
these guys. It's just fun to explore and pokes fun at itself. You get a dubstep gum that has Christmas dubstep music that you end up finding.
Tis the season, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, pretty much that, which is awesome. So I'm really enjoying it. I hope to get through Enter the Dominatrix this week. I'm probably then going to jump into GTA. Like, my goal is to finish my backlog. And that's really what I like to try and do during the holidays. And I didn't really get to do much of it this week, just like Panda. But the mission, the goal, is clearing the backlog. So I can start 2014 with a clean slate. So the rest of the DLC in Saints Row 4, Enter the Dominatrix, I'm probably not going to pick up any of the costume packs. Because, frankly, I'm happy with the ones that I have, including the superhero one. But once that's done, I'm jumping into GTA 5 because I got to finish that. And then after GTA 5, it's Assassins, and I will feel completed. That's the mission for 2014, is to get all of that done.
So is that your
gaming resolution for 2014?
No, it's not my gaming resolution. It's what I have to get done so I can start 2014.
But you're not going to do it in time.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm going to crunch through. I got time. I got days. I'm going to make it happen. I got days. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen.
I don't know, bro.
You got to believe in games in this year. Because you have to. Yeah, see? That's your fault. You made that happen. That's your fault. That just
made my stomach flip.
That's your fault.
That is terrifying what you just did.
I take no responsibility for that. It's all your fault. But, no, I've got 3 days, 3 games. So, I gotta get busy.
Yeah.
But what I want for 2014 is to make a resolution. And we'll talk about that in a moment. Because we did ask a question the last time we spoke with all of you.
Yeah.
As far as what was the nerdiest.
Yep. Or geekiest.
Nerd or geekiest. Gift you ever gave someone for the holidays. Or even a birthday.
Yes.
Just as a gift.
And I mean, I know everybody's been traveling and doing family stuff. So I'm not too surprised that we didn't get any subscribers. But any answers for that. But I want to obviously share mine. And if you've got one, sis.
Why do you always say obviously?
I like obviously.
Well, obviously, I find it to be condescending.
Obviously, I don't. Anyway, so I will go first. So my geekiest gift that I've ever given anybody was I dated a foodie. And we're using air quotes here because I'm not too sure about that really. And this foodie had explained that he had had interest in molecular gastronomy, which is when you make food do abnormal things, like it changing its color or its shape or its phase of matter.
Uh-huh.
Which is a very geeky thing.
Yes.
And I said, okay.
And that wasn't clue one that maybe, just maybe, not your speed?
Maybe not. And I went and I did my, you know, internet research, and a lot of the kits to even get started to do basic things are pretty expensive. But I was like, hey, I want to encourage, you know, positivity here. And it's Christmas. I can afford it. And I got this beautiful set that I doubt he's even opened. And or used. And if he does use it, I doubt he's using it the right way. But that was very geeky because it was very sciencey. It had like a DVD on teaching you how to do stuff, which we had kind of seen, which was pretty cool. I was kind of hoping I'd be around to, you know, witness the fruits of that labor, but that was not the case.
No.
I'm happier for it, though.
Right.
What is the geekiest gift you have ever given?
Well, the geekiest gift that I have ever given, it's kind of a toss-up.
Okay.
Because it depends on what side of geek you want to air. So, one gift that I gave was a vintage-style Coca-Cola refrigerator.
That's pretty geeky.
Yeah. If you're into, you know, vintage Coca-Cola paraphernalia. If not, you're just like, it was a refrigerator that looked like a Coke box. What's so geeky about that? So,
but I mean, if you're a geek about Coca-Cola,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah, I mean, this year, a group of my friends gave me probably one of the best nerdiest presents, but I was hoping they'd say something about it, but they didn't. So maybe I'll just gonna put them on blast. So, two of my friends that are in couples, so four people total, Group A and Group B—that's what I'm gonna call them—all pitched in to get me a Bacon of the Month Club subscription.
Yeah, that's not nerdy. That's just awesome.
That is, but it's nerdy on the sense that they know I love bacon.
Yeah, that's not nerdy. That's just them knowing you and being awesome friends.
And knowing that I'm really nerdy and I like bacon.
Friends give friends bacon.
Oh, yeah. And I'm going to get really interesting collaborations of bacon for the next, like, 3 months. And it came with a bacon. And it came with, yeah, because, like, this year, I mean, for Christmas, I got a bacon ornament. I got a bacon t-shirt. I got bacon pancake mix and
making bacon pancakes.
Yeah, yeah, literally. And I got a pound of regular uncured bacon, and I got a BBQ rubbed bacon.
So wait, your bacon is both cured and non-cured?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, sweet.
And like, and I think every month I'll get another giant package that's ice cold and has a pig on it.
And that's how you know it's bacon time.
Well, when I saw it, I'm like,
when it's cold and it's got a pig on it.
put a pig on it.
It's bacon time. And
when I saw the box, I'm like, I didn't order anything with a pig on it. So, because it has my name on it, obviously.
I can imagine if he's like, I did not order a pig.
And I'm like, Esh Mom, did you order something with a pig on it? And
because
she was like,
no. I did not order a pig.
I didn't order, but it was pretty neat.
And awesome, and that's
pretty cool.
That's nerdy, hipster nerdy.
No, that's just good friends, Panda.
For group A, for my friends Leah and John, for Leah particularly, that's a very nerdy gift to give for her. But anyway, that is that. So, with the old question, in with the new.
Wait, I didn't finish!
Oh.
I said it was a toss-up, but oh, I only said one thing! Oh.
Okay. What's the
and
other?
And then you jumped in with, like, I gotta talk about my bacon.
Okay, well, what's the other half?
Damn. So the other half would have to be probably really and truly the nerdiest gift that I ever gave. It was a hard drive, a red external USB hard drive that I had preloaded with every episode of the Lucy show, I Love Lucy, on
Holy crap,
it for,
man.
For a friend. For Christmas.
Is that friend your husband?
No. So my
was that friend a friend of your husband's?
No. So my friend loved red, which I found out underhandedly. So I got a Western Digital red passport to go drive, and through other circumstances found out that they were a huge I Love Lucy fan. So putting the two and the two together to come up with four, procured the I Love Lucy box DVD set, ripped all of the movies, in all of the TV show episodes, I should say, into iTunes format, put them on the drive so that they could copy them off the drive and drop them into their iTunes library,
uh-huh.
Or make the drive their iTunes library with instructions on how to do it. So that's why I was like, that's probably the nerdiest.
Oh, you are
like,
so considerate on teaching people their tech.
Straight up nerd style size. So,
I mean, I also gave somebody a Lego red wing from Star Wars this year. That was pretty nerdy.
Yeah, but this was when we were going to do an episode last week. Gift you'd given up till then, which you hadn't given the
right,
gift.
Yes, and I
so
hadn't
it doesn't
given
count.
It. I know, but it's pretty nerdy.
It is nerdy, but it doesn't count. I gave somebody a Lego put-together-yourself watch kit where you could create a alarm clock from the Legos.
Whoa.
That was a pretty
that's
nerdy
pretty
gift.
Nerdy.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. So, yeah. That's probably the nerdiest gift that I've ever given. So, with that said, I guess it's now a perfect time to talk about what our question of the week for
this
week is.
And it is, what is your gamer resolution? I don't care if you want to lose weight or stop drinking or become vegan. I mean, those are all great personal goals, but that's not what I'm talking about. I want to know what your gamer resolution is. Do you got a huge black backlog like
you were
going to
say black log.
Do you have a huge black log?
Don't tell us that.
Don't,
we don't want to know
I
that.
Mean,
don't send
do,
us photos. We
you,
don't.
You could send no. me a winky face.
No, don't say it. No.
But if, do you have a huge backlog? Do you want some more nerd shirts and you want to get like a nerd shirt every week?
Have you been dying to get on Loot Crate but just not
haven't
do
done it?
It?
I want to know what your gamer resolution is.
Are you going to get this one dumbass trophy or
all the trophies?
Gamer.
Are you going to finally email those two sisters who do an awesome show that you've just been too nervous about?
Why would they be nervous about
Because we're really awesome and intimidating, apparently, I've been told.
Well, again, with the condescending.
Apparently.
So,
obviously, we're intimidating.
Yeah, because there's no one on the planet who's more intimidating than Panda.
No one's more intimidating than the 410 ninja sister over there.
Why? You got to put my shit out there.
She's intimidating... Force to be reckoned with.
Oh my god, why do you have to put my stuff on
Because it's still 2013!
So, make sure that you hit us up on Facebook, on Twitter. You can hit us up on our page at VOG, because we are part of the VOG network, and you can participate by answering our question on the comment on our page at VOG network, and tell us, share with us. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/landofesh. Our Twitter is twitter.com/ESH News. So hit us up, let us know, and we will read your answers and your name, so you will be like slightly internet famous for a little bit.
For like 8.5 seconds.
Or however long we end up talking about your answer on next week's show.
Which will be the first show.
No.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We'll be the will be the first show of 2014.
Yes. The next week's show will be the first show of 2014.
I had a brain fart.
Why do you brain fart so much?
Because I have it's brain stink. Beano.
You need brain fiber.
I need brain Beano, so there's no, Beano
you
brain
need brain fiber beast.
Brain fiber beast.
Oh, Lord.
We really should make a thing of that. But anyway.
Make sure that you check out not only our questions and interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, and on VOG Network, but also check out what we're writing throughout the week over at Electric... The writing is at egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. Our weekly podcast is found all over the place. We're in iTunes, so you can use your iTunes application.
We're over at VOG, like she said, and...
Can I finish all the details on how you get to us in iTunes?
I guess so.
Oh, that'd be great. So, you can hit us up in the iTunes Music Store, in the iTunes Podcast application on your iOS device by searching for Electric Sisterhood or Eshcast and subscribe. We're also on Stitcher, so make sure if you use Stitcher that you find us, search for Eshcast or Electric Sisterhood, and subscribe to us there to make sure that you can get our shows as soon as we put them out on the web. Like she said, we're at VOG on Tuesdays, making it happen, putting it down right before Anime Jam Session. Make sure that you check out some of the other great shows that are on VOG as well, because we love being part of the network there. Not to forget our own shows, because Electric Sisterhood isn't the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh.
It'd be a very short land.
It would be really not a fiefdom at all. But while we've got brand new shows that pop out on Monday, you can catch a brand new episode of No Borders, No Race with our homeboy King Baby Duck on Tuesday. Pop some fresh beats, trap, EDM, and more into your ears with our homeboy Deuces Wild on Wednesday with Geek Aggro. And then if you've got issues...
He's got issues.
The Issues Guys program coming in on Thursday to round out the week. Call in live, share your issues, chit-chat, talk. Have a ball. Just make it happen.
Right, literally, have a ball.
For the rest of the week, well, you know, interact with us. Ask us questions. Tell us stuff that you want us to check out in anime, video games, even tech. Let us know. We'll holla. So as always, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out till next week, guys.
Happy 2014.